Qualifying has ended for Atlanta's November elections in city races, and as WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports, one thing we know, no matter who wins, there's going to be a lot of turnover and plenty of new faces at City Hall.
That's because it's not just the mayor seat that's up for grabs. The Atlanta City Council president post is open, too. And so are 7 out of the 15 other positions on City Council.
I don't recall this many seats turning over in a long, long time.
That's Harvey Newman, a retired public policy professor at Georgia State University. He says Atlanta is unique in that the city's mayor is term limited. And that's what triggered this big leadership shift. With that spot open,
the City Council president wanted to move up one chair, and so that created a vacancy there, and then that has had a ripple effect on down the ballot.
But Newman says while it's certain that a bunch of new people will take office, it's not like City Hall is going to fall apart come November. After all, many of the candidates for mayor and City Council president are from the City Council.
I think we're likely to have very experienced people in charge of city government. So I'm not particularly worried about any lack of direction.
That direction will continue to come primarily from the mayor, according to Emory political science professor Michael Leo Owens. That's how it is in Atlanta.
It's the mayor that sets the tone, really pushes the agenda, with the council being more responsive and reactive to the mayor rather than the other way around.
To fill the mayor's seat, voters will get to choose from 13 candidates. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.